WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
Reporter verifies LA heads east. I'm Elliot Francis. In an interview published in the New York Times, former receptionist Rachel Crooks claims Donald Trump touched her inappropriately. Times reporter Megan Toohey explains how that story was verified.
You can be sure that we, talked to the sister, we talked to the boyfriend. They corroborated that. The boyfriend recalled her coming home, him asking, "How was your day?" and her starting to cry hysterically. The sister remembers them talking, kind of going back and forth, her, the sister asking, "Do you think this could have been a mistake? Was he just trying to kiss you on the cheek?" And her saying, "I don't think that was the case."
Trump says the attacks on him are a conspiracy against the American people. The Dodgers are headed to the National League Championship Series. Justin Turner's two-run triple capped a four-run seventh inning, and the Dodgers held on for a 4-3 win over the Nats in Game 5 of their NL Division Series in D.C. Thursday night. The Dodgers now move on to play the Cubs in Game 1 on Saturday in Chicago. I'm Elliot Francis. Donald Trump's wife, Melania, has sent a letter demanding a retraction for a story published in People magazine. Andrew Spencer reports.
The letter doesn't take issue with the allegation of assault at Mar-a-Lago, but with the reporter's claim she bumped into Melania outside Trump Tower a few months later and the conversation that followed. The letter claims the two never spoke and were never friendly, but People is standing by its story. Also Thursday, the New York Times refused another call for a retraction, saying in part, quote, "Nothing in our article has had the slightest effect on the reputation that Mr. Trump, through his own words and actions, has already created for himself," end quote. I'm Andrew Spencer.
The death toll has risen by two in North Carolina in the wake of Hurricane Matthew. That now brings the state's figure to 22. Meanwhile, a second U.S. military ship has arrived off Haiti's coast with aid for its victims of the hurricane. Ahead of Friday's opening bell on Wall Street, Dow futures are up 5. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. Well, now it's wait till next year for the Washington Nationals.
The pitch to Defoe. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Dropped by Ruiz. Throws to first. And the Dodgers are going to Chicago. The Dodgers come from behind and beat the Nationals 4-3.
The call on Fox Sports last night, well after midnight, as the Dodgers take Game 5 of their playoff series with the Nationals. LA's Clayton Kershaw gets the save. A Northern Virginia Republican state lawmaker wants Virginia's top elections official replaced before Election Day. Delegate Tim Hugo says Virginia Department of Elections Commissioner Edgardo Cortez isn't up to the job, and his department is letting down the state's local elections officials. Hugo's comments came after several county elections registrars complained about the state's shoddy IT infrastructure and officials in Cortez's office being unresponsive to their requests for help. Some Metro riders will soon be able to get cell phone service on the train.
The first areas that we expect to have cellular availability will be from Potomac Avenue to Stadium Armory by the end of the year.
Alan Wonder is managing Metro's project to get cell phone service in tunnels. That project also includes replacing Metro's internal radio system and the system used to communicate with police officers and firefighters. Cell service can be activated in segments as cables are installed in tunnels, but the cable for the entire radio system must be installed before that can be used.
There's quite a bit of work in order to get the radio system up.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Pedestrians and bicyclists who are hit by a car in D.C. can now recover more money in court for their medical bills. Mayor Muriel Bowser signed the Motor Vehicle Collision Recovery Act, which allows pedestrians and bicyclists to collect up to 100% of their losses if they are found to be no more than 50% at fault themselves in the accident. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,099, the NASDAQ at 5213. Sports, the Nationals lose Game 5 to the Dodgers. The Caps open their season with a double overtime loss in Pittsburgh. Thursday night football, the Chargers beat the Broncos. NBA preseason, the Wizards win. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Make your home cozy this winter and call ARS Rescue Router. Right now, we're offering up to $1,450 off on new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. That's right, two great payment options for your new heating and cooling system. Up to $1,450 off or no interest, no payments for a year. Make your home comfortable and call ARS Rescue Router today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router. When you're buying a new roof, a competitive price is crucial. But the real difference is quality. And New Look Home Design is a proven quality leader. That's why 94% of our customers say they'd hire us again. Discover the benefits of having New Look install your new roof this fall. Right now, New Look's lenders are offering all qualified customers 0% financing on their new roof. So don't wait. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And it's the overnight road work. We're checking out around the region and just about done here on Maryland's 95 as you push south past Powder Mill Road before you get to the Beltway. It looks like all lanes open in College Park as well on the outer loop, leaving Greenbelt toward I-95 where they had been set up. Outer loop at 450. Do watch as crews were wrapping that up. For 270, you didn't have any road work. And between Frederick and the Beltway, lanes open. Out of Stafford, 95. Between Stafford and the Beltway and the 14th Street Bridge, all quiet. Start for the commute. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry weather continues to move back in now. We will continue to see lots of sunshine. Noticeably cooler temperatures today, staying in the mid-60s with a few high clouds around. Tonight, some clouds, 48. Suburbs cooler. Sunny tomorrow, 68. On Sunday, mostly sunny. A little bit warmer in the lower 70s. Getting into the 80s next week. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 45 in Centerville, 45 in Bowie, 50 degrees in Washington. Computer problems cause consternation in the friendly skies of United. Get the details at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. It's 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's Friday. We made it. Hey, listen, we just got to get through today, and we have a wonderful weekend ahead. And while you're getting around today, getting ready for that last work day of the week, we've got all kinds of great stuff for you coming up at 6:35 this morning. Trevor Maddich will give us a look ahead at the Redskins game against the Eagles. At 7:05, Brett Baer from Fox News making an earlier appearance than normal on Friday. 7:35, Newt Gingrich will join us. And at 8:35, we'll look back on the season the Nats had with Fred Frommer, an author on the book about the Nats. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
By now, you've seen the WikiLeaks headlines about these emails that exchanged between John Podesta and many members of the Clinton campaign staff, trashing the Catholic religion, trashing evangelicals. Let's just put it all under one umbrella. Trashing people who hold religious faith, specifically with regard to conservatives. Conservatives who find solace in their political views reinforced by their religious faith. And it opens up a big question. How do you reconcile with your friends and family members who vote liberal Democrat on a regular basis but still profess their deep conservative religious faith? To me, they're rather irreconcilable, especially on some pretty major fundamental issues that we face, but somehow they're able to do it. And I'd love for you to share your stories, 888-630-9625. And if you are a Democrat and also profess a deep religious faith, Southern Baptist, Catholic, some of the more traditional conservative-type religious faiths, Orthodox Jewish. I would love to hear from you. We're not going to argue with you. We're not going to try to change your mind. God knows we don't try to change your mind, you know, about politics. We're not going to try to change your mind about your religion. Let's just understand each other on this. How do you square those things? And I would love to hear how you work it out with your friends at church. You know, they go to church with you. You study the same faith, the same religion, and then you go out and they've got I'm with her sticker on the back of their car. And doesn't that make you scratch your head? How does that conversation go? 888-630-WMAL. Yesterday on Washington's Drive at 5, I had Raymond Arroyo. Raymond Arroyo, of course, is the managing... not managing editor. What is Raymond Arroyo's title over there at EWTN News? Well, he's the boss over there at EWTN News. He's in charge of all these things. And I asked him the same question, and he started our conversation, as you're going to hear right now, discussing these emails.
Well, look, here's the problem with all of this. I mean, the very idea that you have campaign officials engaging in this kind of raw, bald-faced bias and bigotry toward a people over their beliefs, never mind 25% of the electorate, which is what Catholics constitute.
Mm-hmm.
But you have these people defaming a belief system, yeah. And one, and by the way, a belief system that they were raised in.
Yes.
I don't know if they're still practicing or not, but both Palmieri as well as Podesta came out this week and said, "Oh, but I'm Catholic."
Right.
Like that's that gets you off the hook. If anything, they've engaged kind of, you know, the idea of creating shadowy Soros backed groups and implanting them in Catholicism to change the teachings of the church. That's the most insidious and horrible admission in these emails, I think. Worse than the bigotry.
It really is. And I do want to get to that because I think that, yeah. that's a very real movement. I think that both of us have witnessed that from our own perspectives within the College of American Bishops. But this one line from Jennifer Palmieri when they're openly, you know, it sounds like, you know, you're overhearing a conversation in some salon in a Georgetown town. House and talking about conservative Catholics says, I imagine they think it's the most socially acceptable politically conservative religion. Their rich friends wouldn't understand if they became evangelicals. Well, that's a nice insulting bank shot on two major religions.
Right. Why don't we hit all Christians while we're at it?
Yes.
No, it's insulting. It's revealing. And here's the big question, Larry, that I've been turning over since I read this. If you have a Catholic running for a major office, as you have in Senator Tim Kaine in this race,
yes,
why hasn't he come forward? When Trump made those statements to Billy Bush on a bus 10 years ago, Mike Pence came right out. He decried the statements. He said they're indefensible, and I really apologize. I'm glad Trump did, too. Now you have these heinously anti-Catholic statements being made. Catholics are presumably going to the polls, too, in these swing states. Why isn't Tim Kaine coming out and apologizing for this and decrying it, at least?
Well,
that puzzles me. Or do they think this is not a political problem at all?
And
everybody will just let it go away?
And, well, because the media is not forcing him to do so. That's a whole other part of the subject. By the way, I want to hear from you, 888-630-9625. Do you have friends who are deeply believing Catholics or evangelical Southern Baptists who vote for the Liberal Democrat every time around? And how do those conversations go? And if you are one of those people, I would love to hear from you, too. You know, we're not going to bite your head off here or argue with you. I don't want to change your ideas. I just want to understand. Give us a call at 888-630-WMAL. Raymond Arroyo, this whole idea within these emails about trying to push what they're calling a Catholic Spring, likening it to the riots that we saw on the Arab street there. And didn't that go well?
Yeah, they went so well. Why not?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't we want a Catholic Spring?
But there is a liberal ideology that we have seen over the last couple of decades that does seem to infiltrate the College of American Bishops. Am I being a paranoid right winger?
Well, I'll tell you what I've seen. I do think when people tell me how can Catholics vote this way or that way, I always say, well, you can blame the Catholics, but you also have to place some blame, not all of it, but some blame on the bishops and the parish priests, because they must have been negligent in their communication of the faith if people come away thinking that it is morally okay to vote for euthanasia, abortion on demand, embryonic stem cell research. These are so-called non-negotiables in the Catholic Church. If you're a believing Catholic, you're sort of held to defend these core beliefs and principles. Now, look, on other issues like immigration, the environment, poverty, one can have different approaches to curing those ills, and we all should be engaged and worried about them. But there are certain things like life itself. You can't help somebody out of poverty if they're dead. So you kind of have to get that part of it right.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes you've had generations now of lousy catechesis, terrible teaching in pulpits, and no real great witness. So that has to be taken into account. How did we get here? That's how, I think.
Well,
it was a breakdown in the teaching, and it continues.
And now we have Tim Kaine running on a national ticket, supporting and standing shoulder to shoulder with a candidate who not only is pro-abortion, but wants to use American tax dollars, the tax dollars of believing Catholics, wants to take that money, confiscate it via the federal government, and then redirect it to pay for those abortions. Where is the prominent American bishop decrying him, even threatening excommunication?
Yeah, no, you don't hear it. I know his bishop did come out and correct his assertion that, you know, the church had somehow changed its view on traditional marriage. But and I think there was some little correction there about abortion, but it wasn't directed specifically to Cain. It said people who would say this, politicians who would say this are wrong, when he had just said it the day before. But, you know, again, there's a timidity there and a lack of conviction, and you just have to say it. And when that goes on, it gives the public impression that it's okay to distort these teachings or not believe them. And now we have, according to these WikiLeaks emails, operatives within a campaign saying, we're going to go into that religion and change it so that it fits with our political agenda.
Yeah, imagine.
That's the most heinous thing of all.
Swap life. Catholic for Muslim, and you wonder what the outcry would be, Raymond Arroyo. We got to leave it there. No, it wouldn't. And we did leave it there. That was Raymond Arroyo, managing editor at EWTN News yesterday on The Drive at 5. All right, I want to hear from you. Talk to me about the Democrats you know in your life, liberals in your life, who do vote that way, yet still hold the same faith that you hold. 888-630-WMAL.
It is now 5:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we're off to a decent start, really. No problems on 66, Greenway, Toll Road, around the Beltway, Virginia. Good. Maryland Beltway, though, we did have a lot of overnight road work. And watch for crews trying to pick up the last of it. Inner Loop in Bethesda as you head around past Old Georgetown Road and 355. Might still see some activity there. I'm not seeing any delay, though. On the Outer Loop in College Park, all lanes have been reopened. Lanes open on 95 at 212, so that's not a worry. Coming south on 29, if you're heading in toward Burtonsville before you even get to the Patuxent River, southbound on 29 near River's Edge, that's where we've had a deer that was struck. So do watch cars stopping there in one of the lanes, southbound on 29 near 216. No problems to report on 95 as far as delays between the Baltimore Beltway and our Beltway, and Virginia 95 quiet. And now from Garage Door Repair. The weekend WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, today, clear to partly cloudy, a high of 66. Tonight, cloudy and 48 degrees. But tomorrow looks like a really lovely day, mostly sunny, a high of 68. And on Sunday, it just doesn't get much better. Abundant sunshine, highs in the low 70s. Man, that's nice. Currently in the nation's capital, 50 degrees at 5:17 on WMAL.
Join us for the new program, Health, Hope, and Inspiration, with Reverend Percy McCray from Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Health, Hope, and Inspiration.
Sunday mornings at 6.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Take me to church. I know that JFK was our first Catholic president, and I know he was a Democrat, and I know that everyone had a picture of JFK and the Pope in their house. I've heard the story a thousand times. I get it. But that was before Roe v. Wade and some of the other fundamental issues in our culture that we face now that a president can have some influence over. So I've never understood people who hold firm to their faith, and they are deeply believing people, like Tim Kaine, who I believe is deeply believing, and yet still somehow reconcile their politics that are such at odds with that. And I don't get it, and I don't have an answer for it.
Well, I'm not a Catholic, but I guess I could fall into the category of being an evangelical. I mean, I'm a Baptist and a believer, and I'm troubled by the way I'm categorized by the people in the Clinton campaign. I mean, the one thing that I keep coming back to is what disdain they have expressed for people of faith, Catholics, evangelicals, I mean, and in other regards, you know, Latinos apparently are needy, and Trump supporters are rednecks. That was Bill Clinton's line this week, and the basket full of deplorables. Anybody who has a different opinion of them falls into a category of being deplorable and irredeemable. I mean, it's such a disdain they show for the American people. I'm very troubled by it, and I think all Americans really should be, because, you know, we come from a principal position in our beliefs of faith, especially. And we ought to be respected, even if you disagree with us. And they simply don't.
Well, they go well beyond that. They actually talk about putting a plot together to try to infiltrate the American church and change it, as they say, bring it out of the dark ages. Again, you're going to spend time as a political entity in America talking about reforming a church and bringing it out of the dark ages to help better our society, and you're not going to bring Islam into the equation?
Yeah.
You're only going to talk about Catholicism and, at times, evangelicals. It's unbelievable. David and Sterling, you're first up on WMAL. Hello, David.
Good morning, guys. Hope you're doing well this morning.
Thank you. You too.
It's
As a practicing Catholic, it's been my experience that my family seems to still believe that the Republicans are the rich and insensitive people, and the Democrats are the ones that care about the poor. And they also like to point out that in the 19th century, the Republican Party was openly anti-Catholic.
Yeah.
So they feel an obligation to support the Democrat Party.
Despite the evidence of, it's very interesting. I've had this conversation with some of my Democrat friends who are Catholic, and they talk about the generosity and, you know, helping the poor and everything. And I always say to them, this is what the Catholic Church does so well. If you really want to help the poor, put more money into the pockets of well-off Catholics so that they can donate more money to the charities, because they're actually helping the poor. Show me where the poor are being helped by this big government program. Where does our church, where does our religion tell us that the way to help poor is to hand over money to a government?
Exactly. The church actually does it five times as well as the government does. Yeah. But seeing as the government can demand money and the church can't, then they
right.
want to put all their faith in the government.
Amazing, David. And it's a mind-boggling conversation. Yeah, that's the thing. You really want to help the poor? I mean, I'm Catholic. I care about the poor. That's why I vote Republican. So theoretically, they keep the size of the government down, and I can do more with my money, like help the poor through the church, rather than undermine it. How about Mike and Crofton? You're on WMAL. Hi, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Hey, it's very difficult to talk about any of this at church because I have a lot of, I want to say my church is slight majority, very liberal, and they are very slightly always insulting everyone conservative. And it's hard to have a conversation. But they just feel that if your heart's in the right place, which they feel Democrats are, it's good. And Democrats, Republicans, because we're conservative and tend to support people who support themselves, they say, you're evil. And I think that they can't get past that.
Can't get past it. Mike, I know maybe we're failing in how we discuss these issues. We need to, you know, be more open and bring our heart into the conversation a little better, because the best way to help people is to get the government out of their lives so that they can actually thrive and have freedoms and liberty. There's something, you know, quite wonderful and quite charitable about that, and maybe we don't do that enough. Or maybe we're up against a media and a machine with the Democrats who are pretty dead set on defining who we are. More of your calls on this in a moment, squaring your religion with your politics. Boy, we're starting our day with some pretty heavy stuff. It's 522.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. You know, whatever aging gracefully means to you, just listen to what Darlene from Loosedale, Missouri says. I heard about it on the radio. The results on my fine lines and even deep forehead wrinkles were dramatic. I get compliments all the time. It's like I never aged. Darlene is talking about the new Esotique XV anti-wrinkle cream, enhanced with plant stem cell technology and powerful natural peptides. That's the cutting edge of anti-wrinkle science. The plant stem cell formula combats chronological aging, wrinkles, fine lines, and UV damage that can cause skin redness. It's not just Darlene. I use Esotique XV, and I love it. And now for a limited time, you can try Esotique XV for yourself absolutely free for a full 30 days. The results will blow your mind, or you simply won't pay. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. You'll also get the Deep Firming Vitamin C Serum as a free gift just for calling today. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
Things change, and that's a good thing. Kids head off to college into the world and start paying their own bills for once. You and your wife get to know each other again, and that automotive labor of love you've never had time for, it's waiting in the garage. So change is good, but it brings questions, such as, what's your plan? Which brings us to the Mutual Fund Store. We've joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now, at Financial Engines, you'll still get the same personalized retirement plan from a trusted advisor who sits on your side of the table as a fiduciary, doing what's right for you. But we also offer more than mutual funds and more tools, including more powerful research to build a plan that helps you get where you want to go, no matter what's changing around you. The first step is to let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit financialengines.com today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
Cancer is the most formidable of foes, made of renegade genes that mutate to stay alive. But what if there were an entire community of leading international cancer specialists? A cancer dream team that can use a patient's own DNA to treat her cancer. At Inova, it's no dream. We've recruited some of the foremost cancer specialists in the country. Find a cancer doctor at inova.org/cancer. Inova, join the future of health.
The Del Walmsley Radio Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life through real estate. Listen to Del Walmsley every Sunday at 2 p.m. right here on WMAL and move towards your great life.
It's 525 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia. All right, let's do this. And happy Friday out of Stafford, 95 up through to the Beltway and up to the 14th Street Bridge. After a quiet start, we'll see how many sleepy early commuters we have from the late game last night. 66 out of Gainesville to the Beltway, also in good shape. It was the overnight construction out of Lupin College Park. That's been cleared. Inner Loop, you should find lanes open now in through Bethesda. 270, just seeing a little bit of volume just as you approach and pass the exit for Route 80 Urbana. Then that's it, wide open and through Gaithersburg, Rockville down to the Beltway, bridges into town, looking good. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry weather continues to move back in now. We will continue to see lots of sunshine, noticeably cooler temperatures today, staying in the mid-60s with a few high clouds around. Tonight, some clouds, 48, suburbs cooler, sunny tomorrow, 68. On Sunday, mostly sunny, a little bit warmer in the lower 70s, getting into the 80s next week. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 50 degrees at 527.
We've learned in the WikiLeaks emails of John Podesta's little friendly clatch of Clintonistas that there is an openly hostile attitude toward people of faith and even musings about infiltrating the Catholic Church to bring them out of the Middle Ages or Dark Ages, as they put it. Although, actually, I think it was more of the Roman period back in the, you know, the 30s and 40s AD, not the Dark Ages. But, you know, history is not important to these guys. We see this hostility within the Clinton camp, and I wonder if you see it with your friends at church. Paul in District Heights, you're next up on WMAL.
Even though I'm a Democrat, I'm voting straight Republican, including Trump.
And is that a faith-based vote?
Yes. That's the main reason, because the Democrats have come up. They support same-sex marriage, and they support Roe v. Wade. And that's completely against church teaching.
So what do you say to your church? Because your church doesn't say anything to the Nancy Pelosi's, the Joe Biden's, the John Kerry's, the Tim Kaine's. Our church doesn't say anything, Paul.
It's strange. I've got a good friend who's a since high school, and but for some reason he's liberal, you know, and all he does is hate Trump and stuff, and Trump's not perfect, but he's the man. Now, and I don't understand it. The bishops have been very lenient so far, but who knows? They might change. They might start excommunicating people.
We'll see, Paul. We got to leave it there. But I hear the frustration in your voice. I share it, and it's something. Well, it's the cross we bear. It's 528 on WMAL.
With the presidential election looming in front of us, we know that many changes are imminent. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and while I can't guess what's going to happen with our borders or military, I can assure you that rates will be rising no matter who the next president will be. Rates are still the lowest they've ever been, and with a historical election about to be made in the U.S., why not make history in your own home by electing to call today and take advantage of refinancing, saving money, or paying off debt? With home values on the rise, some are voting to eliminate PMI and others to shorten their loan term. At Cornerstone First, our ballot options include reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, VA, and as always, the guarantee to meet or beat any competitor on this very station. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Hey, D.C., have you heard? Southwest has brand new routes, like the ones from Reagan National to Providence, so you can say yes to flying to great new places, and as always, yes to low fares with nothing to hide. That's transparency. Book now at southwest.com. Service starts 11/6/16.
More emails dropping into the hopper. We're going through them so you don't have to. And also, Hillary gives answers to sworn questions under oath. She doesn't really answer some of them. We'll explain what happened after the news. It's 5:30 in the nation's capital.
Yeah! WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. It was a sad end to the national season at Nats Park last night as the Dodgers took Game 5 of their best-of-five National League Division Series. Manager Dusty Baker says you got to give L.A. credit.
You know, they were doing everything they could to close that game out, you know, including bringing Jansen in the seventh. you know, we said they brought somebody else in.
The Dodgers now go on to face the Chicago Cubs in the National League Championship Series starting tomorrow night. Donald Trump contends he doesn't know and never even met some of the women accusing him of unwanted sexual advances.
Trump, clearly agitated and angry by these accusations, insisted they were outright lies.
These vicious claims about me of inappropriate conduct with women are totally and absolutely false.
But Donald Trump didn't just take aim at the veracity of those claims. He took aim at the women who were making them, questioning why they had taken so long to report these, and in one instance, even seeming to suggest that the woman was not attractive enough to warrant Donald Trump's attention.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. A Northern Virginia state lawmaker says the chief elections official in Virginia needs to be replaced before Election Day. Republican state delegate Tim Hugo says Department of Elections Commissioner Edgardo Cortez isn't up to the job. Hugo spoke in Richmond after hearing from several county elections officials about the lack of help they've been getting from Cortez's office. Children in America are being killed by accidental shootings at the pace of one every other day. The nonpartisan research group, the Gun Violence Archive, says those figures from January 2014 to the end of this June show that accidental gun deaths of children 17 and younger happen more often than the federal government statistics would indicate. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,099, the NASDAQ at 52.13. Sports, it's wait till next year for the Nationals as they're eliminated in Game 5 by the Dodgers. The Caps open their season with a loss to the Penguins. NBA preseason, the Wizards win. Thursday night football, the Chargers beat Denver. Up next, traffic and weather as mornings in the mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. You know, selling your home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. The realtor you hire is a very important decision. You want to use a proven and experienced pro that can get you the most money and sell your home fast. That's why I want to recommend Debbie and Sarah Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds Team have been named a top team in the D.C. metro area for 4 straight years. The fact is, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds have 5,500 ready home buyers in their exclusive buyer system looking to buy right now. That's how they get results. They're so confident your home will sell fast and for top dollar that if your home doesn't sell, Debbie and Sarah will buy it, and they'll buy it at a price acceptable to both of you. That's right, guaranteed. Call the only agents I would to make this happen and the only agents I would trust to sell my home. That's the Reynolds Team. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
When visiting Cabinet Discounters Kitchen and Bath Showroom for the first time, many people say, "Wow, I didn't know you offered so many different products." Some are surprised by the high quality of our products, and yet others didn't realize we actually manufacture granite and quartz countertops in our own local plant. I'm Elaine Mick, inviting you to visit one of our 7 showrooms. Come on in or check out our website, cabinetdiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, both big and small, and read some of the testimonials from our customers. Whether you need a major kitchen or bath remodel or just a new countertop or vanity, a free consultation with a Cabinet Discounters experienced designer will get you started. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at cabinetdiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality.
We have openings for kitchen design and sales in Virginia and Maryland. Check it out at cabinetdiscounters.com. That's cabinetdiscounters.com.
You and I are privileged to live in one of the greatest democracies in the history of the world.
And with great freedom comes great responsibility.
The time is upon us.
If you want to remain fully free,
you must exercise your rights as a citizen.
The time has come for you to stand up and let your voice be heard.
So what do you choose?
Will you vote junk
or no junk?
If you vote for junk, you don't have to do a thing.
Junk is a virus. It spreads and multiplies all on its own.
But to vote no junk, you have to take action.
But I have great news for you. Tom 1?
That's me.
And Tom 2?
At your service.
They've never been
defeated.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week,
so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Off to a good start here on this Friday morning. Just a couple of notes, though, on the overnight construction. The outer loop in College Park, everything picked up. And you're okay on the inner loop as well as you head past 355 Connecticut Avenue to George Avenue in that stretch of Bethesda. But getting there just before, they haven't cleared all the cones yet. So if you're coming around, say, north of River Road and you're taking that stretch near Old Georgetown Road, that's where they still have those cones set up in the right lane. Just see a little bit of slowdowns there through that stretch. 270, just a brief bit of delay as you approach and pass Route 80 Urbana. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some great outdoor weather the next few days. Got a little cloud around at times this morning, otherwise clear, and a nice Friday commute home. Sunday to partly cloudy, 66. Overnight tonight, partly cloudy and chilly, 48. Sunny on Saturday, 68. A little milder Sunday, mostly sunny, 72. And well into the 70s, maybe some low 80s coming in early next week. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 46 in Burke, 41 in Germantown, 50 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630. WMAL.
It's 537. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry, getting your Friday off the right way. And we got plenty to talk about today. 6:35, Trevor Maddich on the Redskins game against the Eagles this Sunday. 7:05, Brett Baer, Fox News Channel. 7:35, Newt Gingrich and Double Trouble, Calista Gingrich at the 7:35. And then at 8:35, Fred Frommer. He is sort of a Nats historian, Washington, D.C. baseball historian, and we will put last night's loss in historical context. It was historically bad. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, let's talk about some of these emails that have fallen into the well over the last 24 hours. Every day, it seems we're getting more of these WikiLeaks emails, and there have been new developments also in regards to Judicial Watch and their effort to get information about that illegal server. Let me start there, if I could, for just a moment, because we had Tom Fitton on our show yesterday morning, and he revealed to us that he was waiting at any moment for the answers to 25 questions that they had posed to Hillary Clinton. She was to answer them under oath, and it had to do with the email server. And so we were waiting, and as the day developed, we finally did get her 25 answers. Let me tell you, there's a real problem here. I mean, I'm very concerned about Hillary Clinton's memory, because she said on 21 occasions in the answers to these questions that she could not recall. Don't remember, can't recall.
Oh, that's convenient.
Isn't that? But I mean, I worry about someone who has such a bad memory. I mean, is there something going on with their mind? Is there some health issue
it's
that
a
we
serious
should
serious memory problem?
I mean,
there.
If you can't remember on 21 different occasions, then I really wonder whether or not you're up to the task of being president of the United States. But maybe that's just me.
Hold on, I haven't looked at all these questions, but did she answer I don't recall to multiple times to one question? Because if she said I don't recall 21 times,
that means
and there were 25 questions.
Sometimes it was multiple times within one answer.
Okay, all right.
So a total of 21 times she said this, and by the way, there were 25 questions. Basically, let me be honest with it, she didn't answer these. Her lawyer did on her behalf. And the lawyers found issue with two questions that they just refused to answer. They said, well, this is beyond what the judge said you could ask. I thought the questions had been approved in advance by the judge. Maybe my memory is faulty on that point, but that's my recollection. And then on 18 of the 25 questions, they took exception to part of the question. So they didn't answer all the questions completely because they said in 18 out of 25 cases, questions, they found issues with the question being too broad. Well, yeah, I hope that Judicial Watch goes back and has a conference with the judge on that one. Here's how Shannon Bream talked about some of the things that Hillary could not remember.
25 questions from Judicial Watch. This represents the very first time, the only time that she has been given sworn testimony, because these questions are sworn testimony, with regard to setting up her email servers. Now, she objects to many of the questions. Many of her answers say simply that she objects. It's outside the scope and she won't answer. She's also asked in numerous questions here about her emails. Did she know they would be subjected to FOIA or Freedom of Information Act requests? Did she know that they were being kept or cataloged in any way? She says in many of her answers that she assumed, because the people she was emailing back and forth with were on the state.gov system, that they were being cataloged there. And she does acknowledge that these emails would have been subjected to those FOIA requests. So she says that she knows about that.
Washington Times had an interesting take on this. They said that she sort of flip-flopped on one answer when she didn't recall, because she said she did not recall asking for permission to have the secret server, which is a contradiction to what she has said in the past in public statements.
Yeah, she keeps saying it was permitted, but then she never asked permission, so how did she know it was permitted?
Yeah, so a lot of stuff here I think we need to follow up on, but I mean, look, if you had some great hope that she was going to come out and make some admissions under oath that she had not made before, well, you don't understand how lawyers work, and you know, I hope that Judicial Watch and Tom Fenton go back to the judge and say, look, we didn't get the complete answers we were asking for here, and you had already looked at these questions before we submitted them. You know, so you need to go back to them and tell them that these answers are within the purview of the things that you expected answers on, and let's get some answers. I hope he does that. I'm pretty sure that they will.
No, he got the answers. The answer is, I don't recall.
Yeah, and they challenged 18 out of 25 of the premises in the question.
That's the answer. She can't recall.
She can't recall.
Poor Hillary can't remember these things. She can't be... Listen, she's a grandmother, you know. It's very hard for her to get things straight. I mean, this was a long time ago, Brian Wilson. Yeah.
Some of this was all the way back to 2015.
Yes! Oh, Hillary.
Yeah, well, it's very convenient when you can't recall, but I actually, you know, look, if you actually say on 21 occasions that you can't recall, then I think you have to ask the question, is her memory, is her brain okay? Is she okay?
Oh, her brain is just fine. She knows that by saying I don't recall, she's not going to be caught for perjury, for lying.
That's right. Okay, so let me just real quick get into this WikiLeaks thing. One other story that I like out of the WikiLeaks of John Podesta's emails, which coming out, Brian Fallon is talking about how they're going to answer the request about was there classified information after Congress is asking questions. He said, look, our position is it's not there. It does not exist. He had no basis in fact for that, but it was just very clear that they made a decision, regardless of the facts, that they were going to make the presentation and take the position that there was no classified information on that server, which we now know is incorrect.
Well, see, now there you go. Brian Fallon, who is the
spokesman
for the campaign,
right.
He made a fundamental error. You don't just come out there and say there are no classified emails. You say,
try to remember.
I can't remember. I just don't recall. I'm sure there may have been at some point.
I'm a little fuzzy.
It sort of rings
that,
a bell, but then again, it was a long time.
Yes, and she can't remember and she passes out. I've got concerns. It's 5:44 on WML.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. For the second time in 4 days, the guided missile destroyer USS Mason responded to an incoming missile threat while conducting routine operations in international waters off the Red Sea coast of Yemen. During the incident on Wednesday, the USS Mason employed defensive countermeasures and the missile did not reach the ship. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
Our next undergraduate session starts October 24th. Our advisors can help you develop an affordable plan as you earn a respected degree from an accredited state university. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
It is 5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Baltimore-Washington Parkway, George-Washington Parkway, as we come in the Suitland Parkway, all checking out fine. Maryland Beltway, however, I'm still watching the work crews. They haven't quite wrapped up. They were scheduled to be out of there at 5 o'clock. This is on the inner loop of the Beltway as you pass north of River Road. If you're continuing on that inner loop stretch, approaching Old Georgetown Road, that's where I'm starting to see really those brake lights forming. More commuters getting out. Stay to the left to get by that work zone as you pass Old Georgetown Road, heading around toward 355. 270, travel lanes reported open. Virginia, you've been quiet. Heading across the bridges into town, no worries. D.C. 295. Here we come early with that volume as you push south past Burroughs and down toward East Capitol Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some great outdoor weather the next few days. Got a little cloud around at times this morning, otherwise clear, and a nice Friday commute home. Sunday to partly cloudy, 66. Overnight tonight, partly cloudy and chilly, 48. Sunny on Saturday, 68. A little milder Sunday, mostly sunny, 72. And well into the 70s, maybe some low 80s coming in early next week. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 50 degrees, 547.
Hey, D.C., have you heard? Southwest has brand new routes, like the ones from Washington Dulles International Airport to Orlando. So you can say yes to flying to great new places, and as always, yes to low fares, with nothing to hide. That's transparency. Book now at southwest.com. Service starts 11/6/16.
The Washington National season is over, and it was a frustrating game, but one that I guess is the kind of thing that baseball fans really do like to see. It could have gone either way. Nats jumped out to a 1-0 lead. Max Scherzer pitched well through six innings. He got into trouble a couple of times, but he pitched out of it with some great. I mean, sometimes it was he just got the exact strikeout that he needed, and he looked good. Then in the top of the seventh, apparently Dusty Baker left Max Scherzer in there for one pitch too many, because the first pitch in the seventh inning, the Dodgers tied it up with a home run. They then jumped out to a 4-1 lead. Nats came back and brought it close to 4-3 with a 2-run homer. Mm-hmm. And then, in the bottom of the ninth, the score 4-3, man on first and second, Bryce Harper signifying the tying run on second, Jason Wirth the winning run on first. With one out, Daniel Murphy, the man who has been the stud all season long for the Nationals, getting them exactly the hit they need, exactly at the time they need it, up to plate. And the Dodgers reached into the bullpen and brought out Clayton Kershaw, their star starting pitcher, who just pitched and got a no decision, but he just pitched in Tuesday's game for the Dodgers.
That's a very quick rotation.
And they brought him in to seal it up, and he got Daniel Murphy to pop out, and then Dusty Baker had to reach down to his last man on the bench because he had done so many pitching substitutions through the game that he didn't have any other bench players left. And the man who was up to bat, I'm sorry, his last name is Defoe. He's only had two at-bats this entire series. I believe it's Alex Defoe. Struck out, and that was the end of the game. And the Dodgers are here. I'll let you listen to it if you really want to torture yourselves, because it's sort of depressing, but it's history. You should hear it.
The pitch to Defoe. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Dropped by Ruiz. Throws to first. And the Dodgers are going to Chicago. The Dodgers come from behind and beat the Nationals 4-3.
And it's awful. It's really awful.
You're very depressed.
I am morning. Because I stayed up to watch it, and it was a very late night, and I thought I was going to see a miracle win there at the bottom of the ninth. And once again, not just the Nats, but, for Washington teams in general, we just can't get past that first round of the playoffs.
So who's at fault here?
I would like to say that I think in last night's game, the Nats were let down by their management. Bad coaching decisions. I think that Dusty Baker didn't manage his pitchers well, again. And there was a horrible play where Jason Wirth was on first base, and there was a double to left field by Daniel Murphy, and somehow, inexplicitly, the third base coach gave Wirth the green light and told him to run home. He was out halfway down the third baseline. I mean, this is Jason Wirth. He's pushing 60, for God's sake. Well, he's not that old. But you could have had man on second and third with two outs. Instead, they pushed Wirth through. He was out. There was just a lot of bad decisions in that game, and it's depressing.
Well,
it's depressing.
I'm so sorry.
Fred Frommer, formerly of the AP, who wrote a book about the Washington Nationals. He'll be our guest at 8:35 to put this in context. But hail to the Redskins.
Yeah, that's right. And we'll have Trevor Maddich on in just a bit to talk about something more positive. 5:51, here's El Rushbo.
Well, the more WikiLeaks dumps that we get from Hillary Clinton's cronies, the more confirmation we get about things we already suspected. We learned the Clinton campaign has a problem with Catholics and evangelicals because they're backwards. And we now know without doubt that many in the drive-by media work for the Clinton campaign while posing as journalists. John Harwood, the Boston Globe, the New York Times. The list grows daily. We have confirmation that the Clinton campaign coordinated with the Justice Department with regard to Hillary's email and private server issues. No surprise there, especially after the secret plane meeting between Bill Clinton and the Attorney General on the tarmac. Now, we know, thanks to the WikiLeaks, that Bernie Sanders was right all along. While Hillary Clinton was out on the campaign trail trying to sound like a revolutionary anti-Wall Street progressive warrior, she was singing a different tune for the Wall Street bankers who were lining her pockets. $20 million over 2 years to speak to them. She bragged that as the New York senator representing Wall Street, she did all she could to make sure they prospered. She called them the smartest people in the country speaking to them. She kissed their fanny and then asked to kiss the other cheek. Hillary Clinton is a total fraud. She's a poser. The only thing she knows about the truth is how to avoid it or how to delete it, as in bleach it or whatever she did. Wiped it clean.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
We talk about Mahindra tractors a lot here, and I really want you to know about Mahindra owners and their 97% satisfaction level with their purchase. Mahindra owners love that Mahindra tractors have more built-in weight, the highest lift capacity, and the industry's best 7-year powertrain warranty. In fact, they love their Mahindra tractors so much, many have bought the new Mahindra Impact utility vehicle, too. The Impact delivers the industry's best towing and best cargo capacity. And whether you need a tractor or a utility vehicle, Mahindra offers 0% financing for up to 84 months. So it's easy to see why Mahindra is the world's number one selling tractor. Learn more about the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on earth at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at D&G Equipment Sales in Augusta or visit dandgequipment.com. That's dandgequipment.com.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice, one that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can, because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states, the one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Will Rogers tells us the best time to think about retirement is before your boss does. Unfortunately, conventional financial services is not delivering the income or the wealth that most people need to feel confident about themselves or their future. My name is Chris Kumi. Join me this week on the Do-It-Yourself Investor Show as we discuss how to protect what you have in the financial markets, how to position what you have away from the U.S. stock market, and how to profit as a do-it-yourself investor. To learn how to become a do-it-yourself investor, attend a free Investor Foundations class at your local online trading academy learning center. Call 877-304-8723. That's 877-304-TRADE. Or you can register online at freeotaclass.com. That's freeotaclass.com. Call now to claim your seat in your Investor Foundations class.
Listen to Do-It-Yourself Investing Saturday and Sunday at 3 here on WMAL.
It's 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And suddenly, 66 volume really starting to build up, and that's because of the incident. Eastbound 66 as you pass 28th Centerville. Looks like they are crowding the right lane, even though looks like crews have tried to get everybody over to that shoulder. So again, eastbound 66 with flashing lights. Heavy once you get past 28th, though, then you're good once you get past the crash. 50 Fair Lakes and up through to the Beltway. No problems reported inside the Beltway. In fact, that looks like a good trip. All right, Maryland, it's the Lake Clearing Work Zone. I feel like I'm repeating myself all week on this. On the inner loop of the Beltway, Bethesda. Inner loop as you pass Old Georgetown Road. So if you're coming, say, around from River Road and you're continuing on that stretch of the Beltway, single file to the left gets by. That's between Old Georgetown Road and 355. It does look like they're picking up the barrels, though, but be very cautious in that stretch. 270 through Urbana, seeing some delays, and again, approaching 109. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A few high clouds this morning, clouds and sun this afternoon. Much cooler, 66. A little bit warmer with sunshine over the weekend, upper 60s, low 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 50 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Rivet Radio.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Peter Max, meet world-renowned artist Peter Max, Saturday, October the 15th at two Wentworth Gallery locations. Meet Peter Max, Saturday, October the 15th from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Wentworth Gallery at Montgomery Mall in Bethesda, Maryland, and from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Wentworth Gallery at Tyson's Galleria in McLean, Virginia. Meet Peter Max. For more information, call Wentworth Gallery or visit wentworthgallery.com. Peter Max, this Saturday, October the 15th at two Wentworth Gallery locations, Montgomery Mall in Bethesda and Tyson's Galleria and McLean.
Is it finally time to downsize from your existing home? Art and Judy of Potomac, Maryland decided the time was right for them. After 40 years in the home, the couple wanted to simplify, so they listed with Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance. Frank's incredible marketing system resulted in multiple offers, and within 3 days, their home sold for top dollar. Art and Judy's decision to work with Frank Prindle provided them with absolute peace of mind. You see, there's no risk to working with Frank. He will sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it guaranteed. Plus, Frank
Frank sells homes faster and on average for 8% more money than other local agents get. Frank's innovative system for selling homes is often imitated, but do not be fooled. There is only one Frank Prindle. So take my advice. Call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election, I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Call ARS Rescue Router. Right now, we're offering up to $1,450 off on new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. Call ARS Rescue Router today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Coming up on WMAL.
Are we too smartphone obsessed? A new study shows that women prefer their smartphone from their man.
And